Good morning and welcome to the Fantasy Blink, a fantasy sports podcast. I am Brian Baines, and I am your host. It is Tuesday, May 7th, episode number 739. Yes. Welcome in. Another round of basketball in the books this morning. The three machine was in full service today. Yeah, hit a lot of threes today. Still, it seems like, you know, yeah. Are you ever on the court? Feel like you got it going on, but yet your teammates still have trouble finding you. Yeah, like you're invisible some of the time out there. It happens out there every once in a while, where I'll actually be feeling it, but cannot get the quantity of shots that I would like to put up in a day. But it happens a little bit as the teammates get younger and younger. The ball gets spread around less and less, it seems, some days. But, you know, walked away. There's the important part. I walked away. Always a victory when you can finish up an hour and a half worth of basketball and walk to your car and start your day afterwards. So that's a victory in itself. Made a few shots, won a few games, lost a few games, just the way it goes. But fun. Good exercise. Good way to start the day. And yeah, that's how we will start it. We're going to go over fifth year options today, but first we should probably talk a little bit of NBA, a little bit of NHL. We are into the second round now, and sheesh, not only into the second round, but Minnesota is working their way through the second round. The Timberwolves absolutely handing it to the world champion Denver Nuggets right now. They're up 2-0, and it hasn't been close. I watched a little bit of the first half. Well, I watched most of the second quarter last night, and these guys, I don't know if they've been doing this all year, but they play defense, and they had the champs baffled for most of that first half. Again, it was basically over at that point, even by NBA standards. And so I didn't watch any of the second half, but they handed it to them up 2-0, and they got both of those wins in Denver. So they head back to Minnesota on Friday night, and we'll see if they can put a lockdown on this second-round series. The Knicks get a victory. They go up 1-0. I did watched the fourth quarter of this one, and it reminded me a very great deal of why I don't watch a lot of NBA basketball. What a joke. The referees did their very best to butcher this thing. And I don't have a dog in the fight. I could really not in any way care less who wins the series, whether it's Indiana or New York. But the officiating was awful, just awful. It's like they have to stop the game every 30 seconds to review something, and they still got it wrong, and some things they can review and some things they can't, and they got those things wrong, and they made a horrible call at the end of the game on what they called an illegal pick. But, you know, was it, wasn't it? Doesn't really matter. It's not something that you call at that stage of the game, and I didn't feel like it was anyway. They reviewed it and still determined that it was a foul, which it wasn't, and completely changed the outcome of the game. You don't know. Maybe Indiana doesn't score there, but they didn't even get the opportunity. So just a joke. And NBA officiating has always been the worst, in my opinion, of any of the major sports. They tend to get it wrong a lot more often than, you know, granted, yeah, balls and strikes, whatever. That's going to be gone pretty soon anyway. The computers are going to take over that soon enough, which would be great. We can take the Angel Hernandezes out of the game as far as baseball goes, but basketball officials are the worst. Coming up tonight, we've got Boston and Cleveland kicking off their series, and Oklahoma City and Dallas will fire up their series as well. So should be good watches there. NHL, we have two of the second round series underway. The Rangers took out Carolina 4-3 two nights ago, and to take a 1-0 lead, and then Boston taking it down to Florida and giving it to them 5-1, taking the 1-0 lead series lead down there. And then we've got Dallas and Colorado and Edmonton. Vancouver should be a blast. This should be fireworks galore. Neither team really is dedicated to defense, and both teams are very powerful on the offensive end. So look for a couple of 10-9 games in there possibly between these two teams. Should be a fun watch, and I believe they kick it off Wednesday. Edmonton and Vancouver. We get Dallas and Colorado maybe tonight. Maybe another Ranger game. I'm not sure how those series lay out, but I did notice Edmonton Vancouver will kick it off Wednesday because I knew I would be at work and be able to watch that hopefully a little bit there. In NFL, we had a few minor signings here and there. Rashad Penny signed yesterday with Carolina Panthers. Why not add another running back to the room, right? Makes sense. DJ Chark signed with the Chargers a couple days ago. A couple things that I had missed. OBJ signed with the Dolphins a few days ago as well. That's kind of a significant signing because of the offense. If he can stay healthy, they would really benefit from that third guy, a third guy that would help take some of the pressure off of Waddle and Tyreek Hill. Could be kind of dangerous there, so we'll see if OBJ can stay healthy long enough to actually help this team. A couple other moves that had happened. Devontae Smith signed an extension, became a very high-paid player, and then Amon-Ra St. Brown, he signed an extension, became a very, very high-paid player, highest in the league, and then that lasted for about 2 days because A.J. Brown then signed an extension to make him the highest-paid receiver in the game. So, so a couple of those. Nick Chubb restructured his deal to make sure that he stays in Cleveland. I think it's set up for the next couple of years, so made it a little bit easier for them to keep him and not worry about having to cut him because he had a lot of money tied up into that contract he'd signed, and so he redid the deal. So into the fifth-year options. These are the fifth-year options, and this says some things about teams and about how they've drafted and, just the overall health of the 2021 draft. And this was, quarterback-heavy at the top. Trevor Lawrence was the number one overall pick in that draft, and his fifth-year option was picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars. However, the number two pick, Zach Wilson, and the number three pick, Trey Lance, by the Jets and the 49ers, respectively, are not going to see their fifth-year options picked up, and they are not on their original teams either. Zach Wilson is now a member of the Denver Broncos, and Trey Lance is a member of the Dallas Cowboys. So neither of those fifth-year contracts are picked up, so they will become unrestricted free agents after this coming season. The number four pick, Kyle Pitts, had his fifth-year option picked up. No surprise there. Same for the number five pick, Jamar Chase, fifth-year option picked up. Jaylen Waddle was the number six pick in that draft, and he has had his fifth-year option picked up as well. Some talented guys up at the top there. Number seven was Penei Sewell, offensive lineman for a tackle for the Detroit Lions. He has signed an extension, so he is. There was no need to mess with the fifth-year option. He is under contract and ready to roll. J.C. Horn, number eight pick that season. His fifth-year option was picked up. Same goes for number nine, Pat Surtain. I think it's like Pat Surtain, the second or the third, something like that. Denver Broncos, he had his option picked up, so he is all good. Number 10 pick was Devontae Smith, and as mentioned, he signed an extension, a big fat one. So no need to mess with fifth-year option there. The number 11 pick overall. Yeah, another quarterback, Justin Fields, did not have his fifth-year option picked up by the Pittsburgh Steelers, so he will become an unrestricted free agent. I believe it's unrestricted. You know, there might be some strings attached to that, being a four-year pro, but I believe it's unrestricted after this season, so he is free to go. Micah Parsons was the number 12 pick overall by the Cowboys. They have indeed picked up his fifth-year option. Same goes for Rashawn Slater, tackle for the Chargers, fifth-year option picked up. The Jets, Elijah Vera Tucker, offensive lineman, fifth-year option picked up. Mac Jones, the number 15 overall pick. Look at that. So out of the five quarterbacks taken in the first round in 2021, only one had their fifth-year option picked up. What does that tell you about the six quarterbacks that were taken this year? That is not a good percentage. One out of five. So that's a solid 20%, or even on their original teams. I believe Mac Jones has moved on as well. Justin Fields moved on. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, all off of the teams that drafted them at this point. So no fifth-year options. Not great. Zaven Collins also not picked up. The fifth-year option not picked up for him. How about the Raiders here? Yeah, Las Vegas. And I've talked about this one before. The 17th overall pick, Alex Leatherwood, is not even a member of the team anymore. He was waived by the Raiders. So, obviously, no fifth-year option for him. Jalen Phillips, the Dolphins, they picked up the fifth-year option on him. Jameen Davis was a big no. He did not get the fifth-year option picked up for him. He is a cornerback, I believe. Kadarius Toney, Giants number 20 pick overall in the 2021 draft, now a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, and they did not exercise the right to their fifth year option. Kwity Paye, the number 21 pick overall to the Indianapolis Colts, has been retained for a fifth year. Number 22 was Caleb Farley. That was a big no. A no on Caleb Farley. He will be an unrestricted free agent. Number 23, Minnesota Vikings offensive lineman Christian Darrisaw. Excellent pick by them. He's a stud. And, yes, they did exercise a fifth-year option on him. Najee Harris was the 24th overall pick at running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they did not. They did not exercise the fifth-year option. He will be a free agent. The number 25 pick was Travis Etienne, running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they did exercise their fifth-year option. Greg Newsome, the 26th overall pick, was given the fifth-year option was taken on Greg Newsome. Rashad Bateman was the 27th pick overall in this draft to the Baltimore Ravens, and they signed a two-year extension with Bateman, so there will not be any need for the fifth-year option for him. The New Orleans Saints defensive guy, Peyton Turner, is a big no. He's a big no for the New Orleans Saints. They did not exercise the fifth-year option. Same for Eric Stokes. No fifth-year option for him. Buffalo Bills, however, did at the 30th pick pick up the fifth-year option on Greg Rousseau, as did the Baltimore Ravens on Odafe Owe. Yes, they did. Stud. And a great pick there at number 31. And then the final pick, number 32, the number 32 pick of the 2021 draft, Joe Tryon Shoyinka, was not extended to the fifth year. So those are your 32 picks from the 2021 draft, and it's fun. It's fun to go back and look at these and see what's become of the guys and who made good choices, who did not. Obviously, the quarterback situation, not a great one in this one when we thought maybe it was going to be a good quarterback draft. just as we feel like this year might be a good quarterback draft, we'll see. We'll see in 4 years, or in 3 years, I guess, if in fact it was a good draft or not. What's become of these guys? But fun to check into. All right, that's going to do it. That's all I have for today. Baseball, obviously, in full swing. What are we? 5 weeks into the fantasy baseball season, and Anthony is 1-3-1. How fun that is for the rest of the league. I know it's painful for him, and he doesn't enjoy it. Back-to-back champ, but you know it's the way it goes. And you know I'm sure he's not down. He's not out. He's hanging around, and he'll be there when it's all decided, I'm sure. But it is fun for the moment that we can enjoy his team taking some lumps, because we haven't seen a lot of that over the last few years. So. And then, MSD, I'm not sure who's in first. There was Trey, but then Trey took a little bit of a beating to Snyder last week, and that bumped maybe, I don't know, maybe Stinky's up there or somebody up there near the top. I know I'm not in near the top in both, but that's okay. It's early. 5 weeks in, 5 weeks, probably a 20-21 regular week season, something like that. And long ways to go when it comes to baseball. We'll get back here on Friday. We'll talk, we'll get updates on the NBA, NHL, and whatever else, right? I'm sure we'll talk some NFL. I'll find something to come up with to talk about NFL-wise, or maybe I'll talk about something else. Maybe we'll talk about movies or something. I don't know. Kind of in that time of year where football is not completely rolling yet, and most of the free agents have found their landing spot, and the rookies are signing their deals and coming in and getting set for the season. But as the school year winds down, just a little over a month left, and we're hoping that the weather turns a little bit this week. It's supposed to get a little bit warmer as the week ends up. So looking forward to that for sure. All right. Well, I'm going to get to a staff meeting, because that's what we do on Tuesdays, staff meeting days. Got to talk about something, I'm sure. All right, everybody, have a great day. For the Fantasy Blink, I am the Commission. I am out.